getting shark fin soup off the menu. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Score one for the sharks. According to a new report by WildAid, sales of shark fin soup have dropped by up to 70%. A symbol of wealth and status in China and other parts of Asia, shark fin soup has historically been served at weddings, banquets, and government functions. The dish's popularity has had a devastating effect on the world's shark populations. But the tide has begun to change. Public opinion towards shark fin soup has undergone a major shift, especially among younger generations. In a survey of Chinese consumers, 85% said that they had given up eating the soup within the last 3 years. This is welcome news for one of the ocean's oldest predators. An estimated 100 million sharks are killed each year, with 72 million slated for the soup pot. Some shark populations have declined by as much as 98% over the past 15 years, with reverberations that threaten marine ecosystems. A campaign led by celebrities like Jackie Chan and basketball star Yao Ming has been successful in educating the public on the perils of shark fin soup. Many hotel chains have taken it off their menus, and the Chinese government's austerity campaign means that the luxury item, which can sell for up to $2,000 a bowl, has been banned from state functions. Sharks have been roaming the oceans for 400 million years. They play a vital role in maintaining seagrass beds, coral reefs, and species diversity. Thankfully, major headway is being made toward ensuring their long-term survival. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.